Friday. But first, here's news editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news you can use.
In travel news this week, a 22-year-old woman from Adelaide on a working holiday in Colombia has been arrested with 5.8 kilograms of cocaine in her luggage. Cassandra Sainsbury was detained for drug trafficking in Bogota on her way back to Australia. She's protested her innocence, and it's reported she said the drugs were planted by criminals and she thought they were headphones, and now faces 25 years in one of Colombia's most squalid prisons while she awaits a trial which could take up to 2 months. News.com.au says the prison called the Good Shepherd is packed with women who have been held without trial, many of them the wives of rebels and their young children, and has a questionable human rights record. A spokesman for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it was providing assistance to Sainsbury, but due to privacy obligations was unable to release further information. The Daily Mail reports Colombian police saying foreigners were increasingly being lured into becoming drug mules by the promise of big payoffs when they made it to their destination, with 19 caught leaving Colombia this year alone. Australians can now book non-stop flights from Australia to Europe for the first time, with tickets for Qantas's Perth-London route now on sale. Year-round return economy fares for the Melbourne to London and Perth to London start from $2,270, but are expected to drop below $2,000 during sale periods, where premium economy fares start from $4,450 and business fares are $9,890. Daily flights on the history-making route begin on the 24th of March 2018. The services will be operated by Qantas's new Boeing 787 Dreamliner, an aircraft it says which is designed specifically for comfort on long-haul flights. Qantas Group CEO Alan Joy says there has been global interest in the Perth to London flights since they were announced in December 2016. He says it used to take 4 days and 7 stops to get to London, but we're now able to link Australia and UK in a single hop. He says there's a lower seat count than most of its competitors, and the route makes Western Australia a new tourism gateway for Australia. For the first time in Air New Zealand's history, the New Zealand national carrier has taken out the top position as the most reputable company in Australia. Air New Zealand climbed 5 places from its ranking last year in the Australian Corporate Reputation Index to take the top spot. It's also the second year in a row the company has taken out the top position in New Zealand. Australia's own national carriers, Qantas and Virgin Australia, came in 5th and 16th place respectively. Air New Zealand Chief Executive Officer Christopher Luxon says it's fantastic. Air New Zealand not only has the number one reputation in New Zealand, but has also taken out the top spot in Australia. He says despite being a relatively small airline in global terms, Air New Zealand continues to punch above its weight. He says it's clear Australians love the Air New Zealand products and services, and they're thrilled to be held in such high regard on both sides of the Tasman. More than 150 Whitsundays tourism operators descended on Whitehaven Beach last week to roll out their beach towels and use them to spell out the word welcome as the region continues to strengthen 1 month after Tropical Cyclone Debbie. The beach towel message is a timely invitation for visitors to return to the Whitsundays to bathe in the warm tropical sunshine this winter. Tourism Whitsundays CEO Craig Turner says the majority of the Whitsundays is open and the whole town cannot wait to welcome back travellers. He says it's important the world knows that most hotels have opened their doors and tours are back on the water. Tourism and Events at Queensland CEO Leanne Coddington says the welcome back message would deliver a great boost to the local tourism industry following the amazing on-ground recovery efforts. She says tourism support is vital to the Whitsundays community, with tourism worth $1.6 billion to the region and supporting more than 7,000 local jobs. The Queensland and federal governments recently announced a significant boost to spreading this message through a $2 million joint marketing campaign encouraging Australians to holiday in Queensland and support those affected by Tropical Cyclone Debbie. Bridge Climb Sydney and the Australian Academy of Tai Chi came together yesterday to host a world first Tai Chi class at the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. 14 climbers were led to a class of Tai Chi 134 metres above the city. After ascending the famous arches, Tai Chi fans were securely attached for the ancient martial arts sequences. Bridge Climb hosted the event to celebrate multiculturalism through the Chinese martial art that serves as an important form of cultural exchange between nations. Grandmaster Gary Kaur says Tai Chi brings together people of all ages and all cultures to cultivate good health, fitness, relaxation, and the ability to move through the life skillfully. He says the tranquility found at summit of the Sydney Harbour Bridge at dawn provided a perfect and beautiful setting for the sequences. What will they do up there next? That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
I think I agree with that. I don't think I'd be wanting to do Tai Chi on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
It's hard enough when you're standing on solid ground.
But thanks, Kirsty. That was news editor Kirsty Bedford.